with the history of how papal Rome came to control the world. And then, without getting into the differences of Uriah Smith's presentation as opposed to how we understand it or all the details there, we are going to do that in a following presentation. But Uriah Smith takes a different approach in verse 40 and onward. But I would suggest also that in verse 40 and onward, you have the third history of Rome illustrated, the history of modern Rome. And when you look at the history of Rome from verse 14 to 29, and it's the history of pagan Rome, and then the history of papal Rome, verses 29 up to verse 40, papal Rome the first time around, and then you understand verse 40 and onward as the modern Babylon, the papacy of the day, you'll find that a literary technique that Daniel uses in all three of those scenarios is that he first describes how Rome comes to control the world, and then he drops back into that same history and begins to describe how Rome dealt with God's people during that time period. Now, I know that recognizing these three times that Rome is addressed in Daniel 11 and seeing this literary technique isn't anything that Uriah Smith found to confirm his reasoning in this chapter, because he has a different understanding of verses 36 and onward than I'm going to suggest. But the point is looking at Rome in these three settings, you do see evidence that first Daniel sets forth how Rome comes to control the world, and then the following information is dropping back into that same history and describing how Rome dealt with God's people during that time period. And Uriah Smith clearly supports this, at least for pagan Rome's scenario here in verse 14 on up to 29. Uriah Smith will tell you that verse 23 drops back into the year 161, when there was a league, a confederacy formed between Israel and Rome. And then he takes from that point in history and starts through the very same history that verses 14 through 22 explain. And many commentators, including Haskell, just take verse 23 after verse 22 and continue to identify historical events that take place after the historical event of verse 22. And they try to weave a sequence of events that lead us to the same place that Uriah Smith arrives at in verse 29. And for myself, because I see this literary technique illustrated every time all three of the Romes are